Naxos, and Naxos. Welcome to the Itos, Naxos. Welcome to the US, Itos, Naxos. Welcome to the 18, Naxos. Welcome, yes, Itos, and Naxos.
Right, that's The Fall, of course, US 80s, 90s on What's That Noise Records, or with What's That Noise magazine from Bielefeld. And the address, if you're one of those melancholy people who has to have everything that The Fall have ever committed to vinyl or any other form, like myself, for example, then the address is Post Office Box 103185, which they seem to write kind of in separate bits, you know, not all as one long number. It's 103185. Then on the next line, 33531 Bielefeld, which is Bielefeld, Germany. Shall I do that one for you again? That's Post Office Box 103185. And then on the next line, 33531 Bielefeld, Germany. And the magazine is called What's That Noise? And I suggest some kind of international reply coupon if you know how to go about getting one of those. And frankly, I don't. This is another one from Kinnicky. They're in session. Can I take you to the cinema?
Your eyes, they follow me. Your eyes, too pale to see. To see.
Not nearly silly enough, that one. That's Total Output on Crapshoot Records and a record called Density. Says you can play it at 45 or 33, but I felt in a kind of 45 mood this afternoon. Before that, it was the wonderful Kinnicky in Session, their second for the programme, and Can I Take You to the Cinema. And the first fact of the afternoon comes from ISM, and it says, amongst other things, we've been playing this week, and we're playing tonight in Liverpool at the Irish Centre for Totem with DJ Evolution and Electric Field. I think that's all you need to know for the time being. A gig in Leeds at the Duchess of York sometime in June. I'll give you more information about that perhaps later on. This is a band that I saw, was it in the NME? Doesn't matter where it was anyway, but well spoken of. They're called The Four Carnation, and they've got an LP on Matador Records, an import from America, from which this is taken. I Wear the Gold.
week, live music from Divine Comedy, Grantley Buffalo and The Heads, poetry from John Hegley and Jules, reviews from Mark Kermode and Mark Lamar, readings from Jarvis Cocker, and interjections from the Bez of Radio 1, but without the nifty dance steps, the hapless Boylard. Monday to Thursday, 10 till midnight. You'd miss it if it wasn't there, cos there'd be like a two-hour gap, wouldn't there?
Mark Redcliffe, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Ultra new, don't know what you're doing, school. Or if he's in the house, in the bathroom. Aw, yeah. Fried chicken, it's in a bucket. A side of coleslaw, then a slip it in, suck it, go smooth. Just like my rhymes, not like watching a Frenchy mom that you wanna punch. Like my man, my panties are silk, cause I come in, and when I speak, oh, they all come.
Princess Superstar on Fifth Beatle Records and from somewhere in Canada. Fried Chicken, A Day in the Life is the title of that. It comes from the LP Strictly Platinum, and some time ago it was the Four Carnation on Matador Records from the LP Marshmallows. Another one from Ash coming up in just a moment, and it says here their debut album 1977 is so titled because that is the year that Tim and Mark were born and the year that Star Wars was released. They're into Stormtroopers. In that case, they should have gone to the Corn Exchange. They could still go, I suppose, Corn Exchange in Leeds next time they're there, because there was a stall devoted to Star Wars figures. Almost bought some myself, actually. Vinyl will be available at 1977 prices, £3.99 for the week of release only in Virgin and Chain with No Name shops. That's on May the 6th, or from the week after May the 6th. Also, two bonus tracks on the CD that appear before the first song. They're Jack Names the Planet and Don't Know, which previous to this was only available on La La Land 7-inch vinyl. Are you keeping up with all of this? As the band's first release, call the number on the cover of the album to get instructions from Ash to access these tracks. Is this heavy marketing or what? From Ash, Lose Control. Ash in session, that's called Lose Control. And I was, for the programme, reading the latest issue of the Liverpool fanzine Through the Wind and Rain, issue number 30. And there's a great quote on the front, which I've never seen before, from Hugh McElveny, about Bob Paisley. It just says, Bob Paisley was inalterably humble, but anybody who did not feel humble in his presence was no judge of a man. That's great. This is a 12-inch on the Kicking Underground Sound record label, and it's called Dub Ting. It's by DJ Black, which is a rude word in our house, actually. B-L-A-F. I mean, it's spelled B-L-A-F-F for DJ Black, but it meant it was, what do you call it? You know, when you use the initials or something. Burp like a fart, it was, anyway. DJ Black, who I hope isn't listening, and Dub Ting. And I'd had to drive into town today at a different time, obviously with the different hours and things, and most exciting it was, too. Perfectly rather a nice drive in the sunshine, things, not too much trouble, until I got about 3 or 4 miles outside London, when I ran into what appeared to be the entire population of Watford headed for the West End, and judging from the driving, mainly in cars that they'd just stolen and weren't entirely familiar with. And it was a fairly grim experience from then on, except when I was going through Hendon and I was briefly alongside a Fiesta load of Courtney Loves, and they kept me vastly amused until we got to the traffic light at the bottom of the hill, and then they sped off in a different direction. But should they be listening, here's a tune for them. It's another one from Kinnicky in Session. This is Acetone.
Take it like a man.
that it's impossible to measure how much we love them. That's Kinnicky in session. Acetone is the title of it. And here's a fax from Kinnicky headquarters. And it says to Uncle John Peel. I like that. It says, please send birthday greetings to Lauren Laverne of Kinnicky for tomorrow's big day from Mum, from Mam, Dad, and the enigmatic ex, her family, I think. Says, John, you're the coolest. Well, quite rightly so. This is Folk Implosion, Palm of My Hand. Some kind of Folk Implosion 10-inch at home that I've yet to get a chance to listen to, but we'll try and hear in time for tomorrow night's programme. That's Folk Implosion on Communion Records, 7-inch single, and Palm of My Hand is the title of it. Incidentally, in tomorrow night's programme, we've got for you Hooton 3 Car. They've got an LP as well, which I've yet to hear also, and Magoo. And next weekend stuff I'll tell you about a little later on. Now, I'm going to introduce into the programme at about this stage every Saturday until I get bored with it, an exciting spot to be titled Elvis is Alive and Living in Sweden, and this is why.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the throne, 3 to get 3 times, go get cold, but don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything but lay no blues with you. You can knock me down, step my face, lay my name all over the place, do anything you want to do. Ah, honey, you
If you think that's rather special, wait till you hear him do One Night. That's Eilat Pilam, and I'm not quite sure if that's pronounced correctly. It almost certainly isn't, but I'll try and discover more about him. And a version of Blue Suede Shoes, of course, just on Green Pig Records from somewhere unpronounceable in Sweden. The LP is called, as you might imagine, Greatest Hits. This is The Woodshed.
I remember when I was... No, I don't remember that.
This is on Cloak and Dagger Records from the Woodshed. Holloway to Memphis is the title of it, and as regular listeners will know, I yield to no one in my admiration for Hemiola Records of Leeds, and there's an EP by them from that label by Dymaxion, and I just phoned up Justine at Hemiola Records to find out exactly what Dymaxion means, and she started off by saying something about the mathematical formula. And Teenage Panel are all holding up cards saying Spunky. That's Dymaxion from a 7-inch EP on Hemiola.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Five people have been injured after the top of a double-decker bus was sliced off by a low bridge in Stoke-on-Trent. A teenager has serious cuts to his head, shoulder and chest. At least 10 people are dead after a bomb exploded on a bus in Delhi. It's not thought to be linked to the start of the general election. Riot police have broken up a pitch invasion at 2nd Division Brighton. Some fans tried to storm the players' tunnel. Many were demonstrating against the club's directors. The game with York was abandoned. Thousands of people have gathered in Dublin to help Sinn Féin mark the 80th anniversary of the Easter Rising. Its leader Gerry Adams repeated his demand for a full say in the peace process. London's Royal Albert Hall is calling in the Ghostbusters. Two laughing women and an organ maker dressed in Victorian clothes are said to haunt the place. Andrew Green is one of the investigators.
If I get some response from the units that indicates that there's a sudden drop in temperature and the tape recording picks up some heightened electronic atmosphere, this would be quite sufficient for me to say, right, let's bring in the big guns as well. As far as the equipment is concerned.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Phil Mercer.
Radio 1, more music.
So that is a kind of false ending, really, but this is all part of the same trap, and I think you had the best of it. Those are the Heads on Headhunter Records. U33 is the title of the track, and it's on the LP Relaxing with the Heads. And, of course, as you heard earlier on, they're on Mark Radcliffe's programme here on Cosmic Radio 1 all of next week. Hustlers of Culture. Hustlers of Culture, and that's from their LP Many Stars on Wall of Sound Records. Kicking Off was the title of the track. And you might be able to help me here with something, because Al, out of the band Pussy Crush, I was talking to him on the phone a week or so ago, and he's desperate to get hold of a book called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, which is a history of girl groups of the 1960s. That's what it says on the front, anyway, I seem to recall. And I said, I know I've got a copy of it somewhere, and I haven't read it for a while. You can have my copy, being the kind of wonderful chap that I am. And I went and had a look, and I couldn't find it, and various members of the family went to look as well, and they couldn't find it either. So I'm now forced to the conclusion that I don't have a copy of a book called Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? A History of the Girl Groups of the 1960s. But if you have one, and you've never further use for it, then I'll buy it off you at a reasonable price, so that I can make my promise to Al, as it were, good. Right, here's the last from Ash. This is Dark Side, Light Side. They're just messing about. Crazy, crazy kids. Chart-topping ensemble Ash in session on this afternoon's programme. That's called Dark Side, Light Side. The last of them, obviously. And a fax here from Rob Ayres from a week or so ago, it must be said, in which he mentioned a track by Funkadelic, an early tune called Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow. And he says, would I dedicate a track to Roger Mack? And I was tempted to find that Funkadelic track and put that on, but it is about 10 minutes long, so instead you'll have to content yourself with this, which is excellent anyway. The Olivia Tremor Control on Drug Racer Records. And older listeners may be reminded of the Beatles. Even older listeners than that may be reminded of Apple Tree Theatre. Actually, probably the other way around. Anyway, this is Curtain Call Part 3. Mm-hmm.
Dance party.
Tonight is party time.
Between 7 and 9 p.m. on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
Danny Rampling, don't you ever stop pumping.
see, nothing new about deliberate distortion. That's Sonny Boy Williamson from eons ago on Chess Records, and that was Blue Light. Before that, it was the excellent Olivia Tremor Control, 7-inch on Drug Racer Records. The Giant Day, actually, the title of the EP, as far as I can tell, and that was Curtain Call Part 3. Also in the mail today, actually, and I think perhaps rather sinister. I'd love to know who sent me this. It says, in your own time, this is a kind of leaflet, you know, it says, in your own time, at your own pace, train at home for a new career. Practical bookkeeping course, government grant available. Well, I'll keep it by my side, just in case. You can never be too careful, I always say. The last from Kinnicky, and I've been looking forward to this all week, as I hinted earlier on, is a version, an acoustic one, of course, of their wonderful Come Out Tonight.
Dress cheap. We dress tacky and we dance for thrills. Our night out's getting nasty.
That is great. I do hope they buy the rights to that and put it out on the B-side of some forthcoming single or something, because whereas the original, of course, the electric version, the single, was all kind of brash and cheeky, that's, well, sort of plaintive and melancholy and wonderful. Kinnicky, the last from them, that's called Come Out Tonight. Some white hot Jolly Roger action for you here. This is Detox and Psychopath. Next weekend, in the absence of Tribal Gathering, incidentally, it's going to be two all record programmes, so I can do a bit of catching up. Tomorrow night on Radio 1, between 8 and 10, sessions from Hooton, Free Car and Magoo, and I hope you'll be there. Thanks very much for listening.